with Martin Besser.
So how's this for medical advancement and scientific advancement here in South Africa? I want to share the story with you of Johan van Wyk, who had South Africa's first mechanical heart device implant. Om je meer te vertellen op je leiding, ik ga gauw beginnen bij Johan. Morgen Johan, hoe gaat dit?
Morgen.
Hoe lijkt het? Jij is daarna bij Paddo in die Kaap, verstaan ik?
Ja, nou bij ja.
Vertel eens voor allemaal hierboe en allemaal wat luister vanochtend. Wat is je story? What led up to this point where you received this South African first implant? Jij hebt die nieuws gekregen over je hart toen je nogal redelijk jong was.
Ja, ik was ongeveer 10 jaar terug gediagnosticeerd met heart failure.
Okay.
Ja, en toen ben ik zo aangegaan die mijn functie was zo 35% geweest.
Sure.
En dit het mag so, ek hier geval tot die jare nog maar gegaan het, so ek griep en goed kry, elke keer pak die hartseer. En ja, toe het nou daar gekom dat my hart net so omtrent 18%, onder 8% daar gaan sit het, en toe ja, toe moes het nog hier geweest maak.
En het is slecht nie, om so jong ouderdom, om so bekommerd te wees oor jou hart, so toe die nuus deurkom, dat daar hierdie type van operasie is, you know, this kind of surgery that's possible, and that you could receive it. I mean, dit was seker baie goeie nuus vir jou gewees en familie?
Ja, ek het nie daarom, ek het nie daar reg aan so gedink nie, maar ja, want so proces wat hier moet gaan, die medies moet goedkeuring vir dit gee, en al die goed. So ek het nie redelijk my hoop daarop gesit nie, toe was gelukkig geweest dat die medies toegestem het daan.
Ok.
Ja.
Al het ingestem. En sê gauw vir my, hoe lang was die operatie?
Ek is nie 100% seker nie, maar ek denk is omtrent 4 na 6 ure.
So die goeie dokter nou vraag. En na die tyd, wat was die verskil gewees? Hoe het jy gevoel?
Okay, die eerste paar weke is nogal taf.
Ok.
Die covering goeders. Maar na die paar weke kry jy, jy voel soos nieuwe energie in jou lyf is. Jy kan meer mobile.
Sure.
Is jy voorheen, ja. Okay, ek het nie so raar, ek weet, ervaar as wat aanhou in my conditie so gesit het en so. Is sê maar omdat my lyf meer gewoon geraak het aan die gevoel, dat ek nie regtig gevoel het wat ek eindelijk moet voel nie. So ja, maar ek het achterkom met die stelsel in, het ek meer energie gevoel en ek kan meer loop en meer dinge doen.
En hoe moet jy nou jou lewe of routine verander? Is al sekere goed wat jy moet wegblijf van of vermy?
Kijk, ek moet dan mechanies en die computer stelselkie en jou batterij pak en goed. As jy so, of jy kan jou nie gaan swem of traf of enig iets soos dit nie. Want dit is nou een pompie wat onder jou hart vastgemaak is. So daai enige skokking of enige werking wat fysies impact maak op die ding is nadelig vir die pomp.
Dr. Willie Koen op die ander lyn, the cardiothoracic surgeon who performed this groundbreaking surgery. Dr. Willie, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
Dankie dat julle so vroeg opstaan om met almal van ons te deel. Yeah. Ons almal is nou so nuuskierig. Ek het nou vir Johan gevra, sê hy, is jy seker geweest hoe lank die operasie was nie, maar het was nogal 'n proses geweest, nê?
Ja, dis maar 'n lang prosedure. Jy weet, dit het omtrent seker so 4 ure gevat, ja, die hele operasie.
And they say that this is a first for South Africa. So dit is nogal baie baie druk op jou en jou span geweest.
Ja, look, the major problem that we have with this whole organ transplantation thing is that we just don't have enough organs. And this is not, it's not just a South African problem, it's a worldwide problem. There's just not enough donor organs to help the people. And as a result, they started doing artificial heart research about 50 years ago already.
Sure.
Hulle het al met die eerste kindshart het hulle al ingeplant en omtrent op dieselfde tyd wat professor Chris Barnard die eerste hartoortplante gedoen het, het hulle al met kunsharte gewerk. En op daai stadium was daar twee skole gewees. Een skool het gedink, miskien moet ons gaan met hartoortplantings en ander skool het gesê, kom ons gaan met meganiese harte. But you know, the advancements in medical technology at that stage wasn't that fast. En met die gevolg is dat die goed het nou met al ons nieuwe batterijtechnologie en wifi en alles het nou skielik het het nou verbeter. So ons kon nou een nieuwe toerusting kry om nou vir mense te help.
In the most layman's terms possible, like dumb it down for me, what is a mechanical heart? What does it mean?
So it actually, you know, Prof. Chris Barnard always said, the heart is like a pump. So, and this is exactly the same. It's just another little pump. It pumps blood. So it takes the blood out of the left ventricle and it pumps it back into the aorta. So it's just a circulation. It just takes blood because the heart can't pump it. So it's a small little pump. It's a little bit bigger than a golf ball. And we implant it into the apex of the left heart. And then through the skin comes a small little drive line or a battery line.
Okay.
And that connects to two batteries.
Oh.
And, so those two batteries are then carried by the patient on his side or on his shoulder or whatever.
How is this going to advance? I mean, how is this going to change? I'm presuming at some point that battery pack that's outside, you might want to put it inside.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you can imagine already, 40 years ago, these batteries were like massive. They were standing there like a desk next to the patient.
Yeah.
Then they got smaller. We started, in fact, with our first type of implants already in the year 2000, 20 years ago. But at that stage, the pump and the battery and everything was standing next to the patient like a big console.
And
then the batteries got smaller and smaller and smaller, and now they are so small that the patient can carry them with, you know, concealing them. You can hardly see the batteries. And our next step is to get these batteries so small that you can implant a battery.
Of course.
And that is where we're heading now.
Unbelievable. And you're happy with Johan's progress and health at this stage?
Johan is amazing. You know, Johan is a very brave guy. He never complained. He just realized that he was just, you know, he couldn't carry on like that anymore. And we had to admit Johanna several times to the hospital where his heart just couldn't do anything anymore. And eventually when we implanted this, Johan said, you know, I understand, let's go for it. And we put it in and he was fighting every day. He was cooperating very nicely and he was always positive. And I think his positivity, and especially his wife, they made an excellent team, wonderful team.
Johan, stem jy saam, my vrou van jou.
Ja, sy is ster.
Maar hoorie, en dokter Koen, I say, but obviously, you know, there are certain implications, like, you know, staying away from swimming water and you know, exercise and obviously getting the heart rate up too much. Gelukkig is julle in die Kaap, so die storm misschien nie vir julle baie excitement op die stadion nie. Jy weet, dit hou jou redelik gemiddeld daar, so Johan.
Ja, dit is my heel rustiger hier, so ja.
Baie rustiger in die Kaap.
Ja.
Dit is ongelooflik, Johan. Ek sê vir jou, baie dankie vir jou tyd en dokter Koen. Wat, net gaan voor ek jou laat gaan, dokter.
Ja.
In termen van, okay, so nou praat ons hier van die mechaniese deel van die hart en soan. Waarna kan ons uitsien? I mean, it is amper soos, I mean, it's like the start of the, you know, like the bionic man. Weet, van ons begin half machine, half mens raak. Waar gaan dit eindig? What could surprise us in terms of technology over the next couple of years?
Look, at the moment we see still the human as systems. So you have a cardiac system, you've got a respiratory system, you've got a renal system, you've got a liver. Each one works as a system. So as far as the cardiac system, we've got it now to a point where you can basically implant it We still need the outside battery, but we're aiming now to get it completely implantable. The kidney, we already have a dialysis. So, but a dialysis machine is massive. It's standing next to the patient, it's a huge thing. But again, it's amazing. A kidney, people go 3 times a week for dialysis, and they can do this for years and years and years and years, and they can be disconnected. They don't need it every day. But this is also getting smaller. It's also getting more advanced. We don't know at what point will we be able to have a small little dialysis machine that you can implant. As far as lungs, we also have artificial lung. We call that an ECMO. So this is still also a very big device. You can implant it onto a patient, or you connect it to a patient. It also takes over the circulation. And instead of the patient breathing, this machine just puts the oxygen back into the blood. So we also already have a mechanical component for that. So gradually there's a mechanical solution for every system. But for the brain, I mean, we've got a computer. But we still struggle to connect the computer to the brain directly. But there are places in the world. There's a research center where actually they stick a lot of little electrodes on your brain, and they tell you to think of a horse, and then there's a computer screen, and then this picture of what you think comes up on the screen, but not very clear, but you can make out that it looks like a horse. So this is just very early steps. We know all these sci-fi movies and everything where eventually but I think slowly, if you think where we were 50 years ago and where we now, you can work out where we will be in about 50 years' time.
Nou luister, Dr. Kunt, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Johan, soos jy daar gesê het, jy dadelik begin energie voel en motivering, ek is seker daarvan. Geniet die lewe, geniet die lewe saam met jou familie, natuur, die mooie Kaap, Suid-Afrika. En ek is so bly, hier het alles so mooi uitgewerk. Dankie vir jou tyd, hoor.
En baie dankie.
Cheers, Johan. Baie dankie, dokter.
Bye.
Tot ziens, julle. Dr. Willie Kuhn and Johan van Wyk. Johan van Wyk, the very first person in South Africa to get a mechanical implant into his heart. Mechanical heart, if you will. How about that? Welcome to the year 2021. And we must just get them to talk to Eskom and stuff like that. Then I think it's all good.
With Martin Bester.